Imagine traveling across the country by public transportation and finding yourself without enough money for the journey or food. To make things worse, you also have a high fever. Sounds terrible, right? Well, Padre Pio found himself in precisely this situation. Stay tuned to hear the story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Today's story is sourced from the book Padre Pio, A Saint Among Us by Renzo Allegri. Within its pages, we discover fascinating details about Padre Pio's journey home after being discharged from the army. This tale not only highlights Padre Pio's care for others amid his own struggles, but also exemplifies God's providence. But before we explore Padre Pio's journey home, let's delve into the challenging weeks leading up to his discharge. The events I'm about to describe happened in 1916, during World War I, when Padre Pio was 29 years old and had not yet received the visible stigmata. Here's the story. Padre Pio's constant illness and the harsh conditions in the barracks made his time in the military extremely uncomfortable. He was in no condition to serve in the army. So, at one point, he finally asked for a medical examination. And let's remember that Padre Pio was not one to easily complain. However, the medical captain he needed to see was unwell and did not show up for several days. On the morning of September 27th, he was finally called for a checkup. And here's an interesting detail. The men in the barracks enjoyed playing tricks on each other. So, to prevent his clothes from disappearing, Padre Pio decided to put on all his garments. 2 shirts, 2 waistcoats, a sweater, and 2 jackets. When the officer ordered him to undress, he began taking off 1 jacket, then another, a shirt, and then another shirt, and so on. In the end, the doctor, astonished and amused, exclaimed, "Forgione, you're not wearing underclothes, but a wardrobe." The major, moved by compassion, noted all his ailments and declared him unfit for war duties. However, he couldn't be sent to a hospital right away, so Padre Pio had to endure the uncomfortable barracks for a little longer. Some weeks later, in early October, he was finally examined by the captain, who decided to send him to the military hospital. However, even there, Padre Pio found little relief. You see, he had a high fever that kept him bedridden, and on top of that, there was a mean religious sister serving at the hospital who demanded that Padre Pio chop wood despite his poor state. A fellow priest, also a soldier, offered to replace him, but the sister refused and started to shout. She screamed so loudly that a lieutenant rushed in asking the reason for such commotion. When he saw Padre Pio barely standing, he relieved him from the task. Finally, on November 3rd, Padre Pio was granted a 4-month leave. He was escorted back to the barracks, where he received a train ticket from Naples to Benevento and 1 lira for travel expenses. At the station, while waiting for the train to Benevento, he stopped to look at the merchandise for sale at the market. He wanted to buy something for his nephews. A man selling umbrellas begged him to buy one, but Padre Pio refused. The seller then said, "Please, I have many children to feed." Moved by his plea, Padre Pio gave him 0.5 lira. However, this put him in trouble because the money he had left wouldn't be enough for the bus ticket from Benevento to Pietrelcina. Moreover, he missed the bus connection in Benevento and had to spend the night at the station waiting for the morning bus. To make things worse, it was cold outside and the waiting rooms were packed. Also, Padre Pio was hungry, but didn't have enough money to afford dinner. Not knowing what to do, Padre Pio paced back and forth, trying to keep warm. Eventually, the biting cold forced him into a bar. Despite his desire to sit down, all the chairs were occupied, and when a seat finally opened up, his reserved nature caused him to be the last to approach. Nevertheless, he eventually managed to secure a seat at a corner table. The waiter immediately showed up to take his order. With only half a lira to spare, Padre Pio ordered a coffee and tried to sip it as slowly as possible to have an excuse to sit there and rest. He was still feverish, but the warmth of the place and the coffee made him feel much better. When he went to settle his bill, he was pleasantly surprised to learn that an officer seated nearby had already taken care of it. The bus for Petrolcina arrived, and Padre Pio took a seat at the back. He sat way in the back because he wanted to explain privately to the ticket collector that he did not have enough money for the journey, but would pay as soon as they reached Petrolcina. Furthermore, there was a gentleman sitting next to him who opened his briefcase and offered Padre Pio a glass of warm milk. "For you, young man," he said with a smile. Meanwhile, the ticket collector arrived, and before Padre Pio could utter a single word, the collector said, "Your ticket has already been paid for." Padre Pio was re-enlisted into military service in Naples on March 5, 1918, but was discharged on March 15 due to double pneumonia. He went back to Petrolcina for 2 days, then returned to San Giovanni Rotondo, where he would stay until his death. End of story. As we witnessed in many Padre Pio stories, Padre Pio's life was guided by divine providence. More importantly, though, was Padre Pio's willingness to submit himself to God's will. He wanted God to guide him, no matter where that took him. Today's story reminds us that we can rely on divine providence to guide us through even the most challenging times. So let's not be overly concerned with our temporal needs. Rather, let's focus on serving God as best as we can, and God will provide us with what we need. As Father Thomas de Saint Laurent beautifully expressed in his book on confidence, "The Lord will occupy himself all the more with our interests when we concern ourselves with his interests." Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.